In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The suspect in a 1987 murder in Niles has pleaded no contest in the case. The Berrien County Prosecutor's Office says 67-year-old Patrick Wayne Gillum of South Bend pleaded no contest to second-degree murder as part of a plea deal in the death of Roxanne Wood. She was found with her throat cut in her Niles Township home on February 20, 1987. Her husband found her when he came home that night. The case was reopened last year by Michigan State Police, and their investigation led to Gillum. They say Gillum broke into the home and encountered Roxanne Wood, killing her. The prosecutor says the plea deal with Gillum was worked out in consultation with Wood's family, including her husband. As part of the deal, Gillum has agreed to a minimum sentence of 23 years in prison. Berrien County Assistant Prosecutor Jerry Vigansky says the sentence agreement effectively keeps Mr. Gillum in the prison for the rest of his life. This plea will allow the family to have some closure and continue to work on healing from this tragic murder. Gillum will be formally sentenced on April 25th. A new marijuana growing operation in Lawrence is now operational. 305 Farms held a ribbon cutting last week, and the plants will start to grow over the next week. Officials say it takes around 135 days to grow and be dried, when it'll be all processed into gummies, joints, or sold as flour. Mitchell Maltz, the Vice President of Business Development, says the name 305 Farms is a nod to Miami, Florida, as he and Furla Group LLC CEO Matthew Peon are both from that area. 305 Farms plans to open small shops in rural areas in the state in the next 6 to 8 months. A series of workshops will be held starting this month by the South Haven Area Chamber of Commerce and the City of South Haven. Chamber President Kathy Wagman tells us South Haven Economic Development 2022 will include a series of workshops for those who want guidance when it comes to getting a business launched. She says South Haven has recently seen an uptick in new businesses.
I think COVID really launched the opportunity for folks to just take that leap of faith. And I've been noticing here at the Chamber of Commerce, we've done a lot more business consultations, which we love to do. We like to help equip everyone with knowledge that they need to get started. But we felt that this was a way to provide a three-part series and cover all of the areas that they would encounter.
Wagman says South Haven Economic Development 2022 will have three workshops with experts who can talk about navigating the early stages of business ownership. The first workshop will be on March 29th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the South Haven campus of Lake Michigan College. Others will be at the same location on April 14th and April 21st. Anyone who is interested in attending can register by calling the South Haven Area Chamber of Commerce. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.